AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Forecasters are warning Category 5 Hurricane Melissa could unleash catastrophic flooding, landslides, and widespread damage as it approaches Jamaica. Jamie Rome at the National Hurricane Center says Melissa is expected to reach land tomorrow.
And not only that, the slow motion is going to mean those hurricane conditions, potentially major hurricane conditions, are going to sit or occur over the island for in excess of 24 hours.
Melissa is blamed for 6 deaths in the Northern Caribbean. President Trump has landed in Japan. He'll meet with new Prime Minister Sanae Takeuchi for the first time. She's a protege of the late Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, whom Trump bonded with during his first term. Russia is defending its test of a nuclear-powered missile, which it claims cannot be stopped by air defenses.
7 years after revealing work on the missile, Vladimir Putin announced a test yesterday of what NATO has codenamed Skyfall. That came after tough U.S. sanctions on Russia's energy sectors and new European commitments of military aid for Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says the test shows Russia's ensuring its own security. But President Trump's blasting the announcement.
I don't think it's an appropriate thing for Putin to be saying either.
Saying the Russian leader should be focused on ending the war.
That's what he ought to do instead of testing missiles.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Argentina's libertarian president Javier Milei won decisive victories in key districts in midterm elections, clinching a crucial vote of confidence that strengthens his ability to carry out his radical free market experiment with billions of dollars in backing from the Trump administration. LSU has fired its football coach, Brian Kelly, during his 4th season of a 10-year contract worth about $100 million. This is AP News. Indiana Republican Governor Mike Braun called a special session for lawmakers to redraw congressional districts.
President Trump has ramped up pressure on Republican governors to give the party an easier path to maintain control of the U.S. House. Republicans in Texas and Missouri moved quickly, and California Democrats responded with their own redistricting plan. But lawmakers in Indiana have been far more hesitant. Indiana's Republican legislative leaders have praised existing boundaries that were adopted 4 years ago. Braun had previously said he did not want to call a special session until he was sure lawmakers would back a new map. The General Assembly will convene on November 3rd, but it's unclear whether enough of the GOP majority Senate will back the new maps. Republicans hold a supermajority in both chambers. Opponents are expected to challenge any new maps in court. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.